So my friends, we started off the beginning of the Zman. I'm just going to quickly go over Daf Beis again, because we've done a lot of Daf Beis. And we spoke about Or La'arbas or Baikin Esachomitz La'or Haner. And we said, Rashi learns that the Bedika is Mishum Bal Yirah Bayimatz. And Tosis says the Bedika is Mishum Shevi Yavah La'achlai. Now, Rashi is not clear if he means the D'oraisa Bedika or the D'rabbana Bedika. Everyone agrees that the D'oraisa Bedika could be because of Shem Yavah La'achlai. Tosis just says, yeah, but you can already take care of the Shem Yavah. I'm sorry, Mishum Bal Yirah Bayimatz. Tosis says you can take care of the Bal Yirah Bayimatz with another tool. What's the other way you could take care of Bal Yirah Bayimatz aside for Bedika? Through Bittel. So Tosis says, so what's the Dirabanan reason for Bedika? So Tosis says, Al Shemi Yavah La'achlai. Rashi, we learned three other Pshatim, not Al Shemi Yavah La'achlai, either because we're afraid you're going to be Chayzer from your Bittel, Ran, Bartanura, or you didn't mean your Bittel, Ran, or you're going to forget to do Bittel, which we said was the Rabbeinu Yechiel brought down by Rabbeinu Peretz. But either way, those three Pshatim all learn in Rashi that the reason for the Bedika is still as opposed to Tosis, the reason is only because of Shem Yavah La'achlai. Tosis himself understood that in Rashi, because Tosis later on says, what happens if you have chametz left over after Pesach? Do you need to make a bedika? Tosis says, yes. And Tosis says, Rashi will hold no. Why? Because is there Bal Yirah Bayimatzeh after Pesach? No. Is there Shem Yavah La'achlai? Yes. Now, we explained, even Rashi holds that maybe you'll have to get rid of the chametz, but it's not a din bedika with a bracha and all that jazz. It's still like, you know, Rashi agrees, what's the strongest source, at least that I have, that there's another idea of bedika, which is not the mitzvah's bedika, but just that you have to make sure you're not going to eat it. There's a din in the Gemara of a person has in his house the chametz of a nachri. What does he have to do? He has to cover it. Does he have to get rid of it? No, but he has to cover it. What's that din? We just don't want chametz lying around your house. That's not a din bedika. He just has to cover it. So Rashi agrees that there's this concept. Just Rashi says that's not the bedika of our Mishnah. The bedika of our Mishnah is aus, the din of Bayura Bayamatzi. Now, Tosis says, why, if it's al Shem Yavah La'achlai, are the Chachamim making this new takana? There's lots of things you're not allowed to eat. And that's the things that are asur ba'ana. So why are we being super strict when it comes to chametz? Tosis gives two answers. Either because chametz is not something that a person is used to being separating from, it's lo bedili in Shemineh, or because the Chacham saw that the Torah is extra strict with chametz. Where does the Chacham see the Torah being extra strict? Bal Yirah Bayimatzeh. So Tosis says that the reason, the impetus for the Chachamim to make this takana is because they saw that the Torah is being, is there a Bal Yirah Bayimatzeh on, for example, Basar V'Chalav? Is there Bal Yirah Bayimatzeh on, for example, Kalayim Arla? No. Even though there is a din, you have to burn it, but there's no din Bal Yirah Bayimatzeh. We didn't get into that so much. Al Kol Panim, Tosis then goes on and says, even on chametz that doesn't have Bal Yirah Bayimatzeh, still there's going to be a din bedika. What would be an example, says Tosis, of chametz that doesn't have Bal Yirah Bayimatzeh? Chametz Noiksha and Taruvas. Now Rashi happens to hold that there is Bal Yirah Bayimatzeh there. Tosis holds there isn't. Tosis says Rabbeinu Tam holds there's no Bal Yirah Bayimatzeh. Rashi holds there is. We explained in Rashi, because Rashi holds anytime you're going to have an Isser Achilo, you can have Bal Yirah Bayimatzeh. Bal Yirah Bayimatzeh goes with the Isser Achila. So therefore, Rashi doesn't need a Makar for it. And Tosis says, there's no Makar for the Bal Yirah Bayimatzeh when it comes to Noiksha. Rashi says, you're right, but once this Isser Achila, there's automatically going to be an Isser Bal Yirah Bayimatzeh. We learned in Rashi, which we'll see later, that Bal Yirah Bayimatzeh is really a din in the, Bittel is a din in the Gavra, but Bal Yirah Bayimatzeh is also a din mitzah that the Gavra can't have any relationship with the Chometz. Tosis learns, it's a Metzias, I can't have Chometz in my house. So Davar Bifnei Atzmei. Al Kol Panim, that's most of what we did on Daf Beis Amid Al. Then the Gemara gets into a discussion over here. What does R mean? Does R mean day or does R mean night? It would be pretty hard for the R to mean day because we're Boidkin La'ar Haner. Okay, you can work that out. Maybe you do it in a dark place. Maybe it'll be Dubedika early in the morning, in Chmeis. But there's a Mandarmer that means day, and a Mandarmer that means night. Why would it mean night? We said two pshatim and why. Maybe R means night. Either R means night because... why does the word R mean night? Why would the word R mean night? What? Either it's a backwards term, right? Which means it's the absence of light. Or ktsas or it's a very big nafkamina. If it's the absence of light, so when is there absence of light? Only when it's very dark, which would be tesach lechavim. If it means when there's still a little bit of light, when you do the bedika, Ben Ashmashas, which is going to end up being a big machloikas. We're going to see later on also that we have this machloikas of when exactly it is. Akopana, the Gemara tries to find rayas that R means night. Does anyone know how many rayas the Gemara ends up finding that R actually means night?
Five or six.
I think it ends up being six. It's for sure more than four. It's either five or six. We could look them up. You remember what they are?
Not offhand.
Let's see. The first one is on Daf Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara brings a raya from the Bedika. Gemara says Boidkin lo or arba aser va arba aser shachris. So or arba aser doesn't mean shachris. What does it mean? It means night. Then the Gemara brings a raya from. Ein Masi and Masois is the second raya? Yeah. Ein Masi and Masois is the second raya. That it says that when you do the torch, you do it l'or iburo. Torches for sure are being done only at night. That's the second raya. The third raya is Mar Zutra, which from Mapelas or Yoim Echad Vishmoinim. That's the third raya. The fourth raya is from. Karban. The fifth raya is from Or Yom Kippurim, and the sixth raya is the Brisa. The Brisa says Lele Arbaser Baikin is a Chometz. That one's like indisputable. We asked the question then: why do you need so many rayas? Why isn't one raya not enough? Right? We said that maybe Or means one thing one place, doesn't mean it means Or also over here. The Gemara brought multiple rayas, and then the Gemara brought a Brisa that says you do it at night. So the Gemara says really everyone holds that it's at night. It's just Mar Kiasre. Some people call night Nagi. Some people call night Leili. Al Kopanim, the Gemara comes out that really everyone holds that you do it at night. Then the Gemara just discusses, if you're doing it at night, so then why are we using this Lashon? Nice. Why don't you just say the word Leili? The Gemara says Lishna Ma'alya. We spoke about how in Psachim we speak Lishna Ma'alya. The Gemara goes through numerous different Makaris of you. Ikem 7 Isis, Ikem Shmoina Isis, Ikem Yudbeis Isis. All the times the Torah went out of its way in order to speak in a refined Lashon. Then we said that really there is also a point of being concise to speak Lashon. Kotzer, is that the Lashon it says? Derech Kitzara. It's always better to speak with Derech Kitzara. Sure, you're teaching your Talmidim, they should be able to remember. Right? But sometimes, so you have to know when to balance, when to speak short, when to speak with a more refined language. Al Kopanim. Then the Gemara just spoke about how people should talk, and you can tell from the way a person talks if he's a Jew. You can tell from a person talks if he's going to be in Mayur Hayra. You can tell from how a person should break news to someone that his crops isn't making money. Break news to someone that his father passed away. All these different things. Al Kopanim. Right now we're on the top of Daf Dalid Amid Aleph. Back to our sponsor. Says the Gemara, "V'hashta dekaimalon, the kuli alma or urtuhu, bein the Rabbi Yehuda, bein the Rameir, chametz ain't also meshei shoyisu maila. Chametz only usher from 6 hours. Now, what does that mean? Chametz is only usher from 6 hours. Usher in what? From 6 hours? There is a very confusing Rashi over here. It's confusing just because it's hard to understand what the makar was according to Rashi. But we said that Rashi says you only usher in Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh. How is there Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh already in the sixth hour? The pasuk says clearly, when do you have Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh? Shivas Yamim. Only Shivas Yamim is there Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh. So over here, the Gemara says, where is that? That's this over here. No. It looks like I don't have it here. This is the reason my team lit. Looks like I don't have it here. I thought that we brought something. What day is this? Oh, it's Thursday. No one has the Mayim HaKomis from Thursday? This is Thursday. Yeah, it's not here. Yeah, okay.
Is this the one? What is this one?
Yeah, this is the one. It doesn't have a day. It's Gimel Emor. It looks like do I have that? I don't have. Yeah, Gimel. Yeah, this is it. Wow. Okay, it's on the back over here. Okay, akoponim, what we ended up saying in Rashi is that maybe there is a Bali Rabbi Matze triggered by the Isra Achila. If there's an Isra Achila, Rashi holds automatically there's Bali Rabbi Matze. And Michael Kaufman pointed out that it's Kemat Mefurish in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Shivas Yom Sor Lo Yematze Bebatechim, Kichol Oichel Machletzes. It says you shouldn't have Bali Matze because anyone who eats. What does that mean? That the din Bali Rabbi Yematze depends on the Isra Achila, which is the way we learned in Rashi why there is a Bali Rabbi Yematze on Chometz Noiksha. Because once you have an Isra Achila, there's automatically going to be Bali Rabbi Yematze. But we asked another question in Rashi. Rashi seems to say that Midyaraisa, you should start doing the burning in the beginning of the sixth hour. How could you do in the beginning of the sixth hour? There's already an Isra Shehiyah in the beginning of the sixth hour. So we explained, if the Bali Rabbi Yematze is only because we're afraid that you're going to eat it, what happens if a person is actively burning the Chometz? So then there's no Bali Rabbi Matzah. Bali Rabbi Matzah is only insofar as you're like leaving the chametz around. But if you're physically incinerating the chametz, maybe Rashi holds is not going to be in the Bali Rabbi Matzah. Maybe if you would leave it there, you're mashes a chametz amanas levaro. You're just leaving it around. Maybe Rashi would still say that there's Bali Rabbi Matzah, even though Tosis holds not like that. But Rashi, but when you're actually physically engaged in burning the chametz, there's not going to be a din of Bali Rabbi Matzah. So the Gemara says maybe the reason is because of Zrizim Akdimin LaMitzvahs. Maybe the reason, all right, we did Zrizim first, that we try to get Zrizim out of the way. Maybe the reason is because of Zrizim Akdimin LaMitzvahs. Says the Gemara, then why don't you check in the morning? So we had a problem with Zrizim, right? According to Tosis, we had a problem with Zrizim.
What's the mitzvah?
Is there Zrizim on the Durabbanon? Is that what the problem was?
There's no mitzvah.
Oh, in other words, the whole takana. We're doing the whole takana now. If it's according to Rashi, what the Bnei Chayil? According to Rashi, there's already a Bali Rabbi Yematze. So he understands there's Zrizim Akdim and LeMitzvahs. But if the Chachamim are being Koiveya, this new Chiyav, so then how could you say there's Zrizim Akdim and LeMitzvahs? It doesn't really make sense. We don't really have a good answer to that question. Al Koponim, we're speaking about Zrizim Akdim and LeMitzvahs here. And what we said is, the Chayra, we're having an issue with the Raya from Mila. The Gemara brings a Raya from Mila, even though the Pasuk itself is talking about the Akedah. But we see the Braisa applies the Akedah to Mila and says that you have to do Mila by Boiker. We ask the question, then of course you don't do Mila any earlier than the Boiker. Why not? It's because it has to be done by day. It can't be done by night. So what's the Gemara thinking to bring a Raya from Mila? So we said an answer from the Netziv. Then the Netziv said, yeah, but he could have started the Hachanas for the Mila at night. And the whole mitzvah of Bedika is really, according to Rashi at least, is also hachana or hechsher to not be over on Bali Rabbi Yematze. So therefore, the Gemara is comparing the hechsher of Mila to the hechsher of Bali Rabbi Yematze. That's the chor how Rashi learned. So therefore, the Gemara says, I see that Zrizim Akdim Le Mitzvahs only has to be done by day. Answers the Gemara, two different answers. That the Gemara says, Amar Rab Nachman Bar Yitzchak, B'shosha B'nei Adam Mitzvim B'teyem, V'aranei Yafu L'Bedika. Two things. Why do we need both of those reasons? Why is one reason not enough? So we had numerous pshatim in the Rishonim. Why is it not enough to just say that that it's Oraner Yafel
Bedika? If you have a dark in your house.
You have a dark house, maybe then you could do that. Why is it not enough to just say Bishasha Benayim Mitzvim Bateya? Maybe you could do it in the morning beforehand, because then you don't have to worry about it. Try to do it the day before. So the Gemara needs both of these reasons. We said other pshatim, both of them are necessary. What we cleared is which is the Iker reason. Is one reason more important than the other, which we brought Rayas also from the Rishonim, also the Lashon. I think it was the Rambam that changed the order, because maybe Rambam gave more significance to the reason of B'shashem and the other Mitzuyim Bateyim, or an Eliyahu for the Bedika. If it's B'shashem and the other Mitzuyim Bateyim, then maybe earlier in the night is better. If it's or an Eliyahu for the Bedika, then later in the night's going to be better, because we know that a candle burns better later at night. We spoke about, can a person do a Bedika by day in a house that the windows are closed? So the Yerushalmi says, we didn't talk about this at length, but the Yerushalmi says that even if there's darkness by day, the candle doesn't burn as brightly as it does at night. He said that there's a metzias of choshech, the Yerushalmi. So therefore, anytime during the day is not going to be good. As opposed to other achronim seem to, or rishonim achronim seem to learn that if you close all the windows, then you could do bedika baday in theory. Or an ayaf lebedika. Okay. So the Gemara says the reason is because of these two reasons. We had an interesting Rashi says, b'yom machshech. What does machshech mean? We had numerous pshatim. If it means that it doesn't do as good of a job, or it makes it worse if you do it by day. We weren't 100% sure. Al kopanim, the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, Hilkoch, Haitzume Rabbanon Liftach Beidne Beurta Detleis Anagi Arbeisa. Therefore, if the reason would have been Al Zrizim Akdimim LaMitzvahs, we're not going to stop a person to learn because he might not do Zrizim Akdimim. But if a person is going to now not do the right type of Bedika, or there's a Sakon in the Bedika, whatever, there's a problem with the Bedika, therefore, because now you gave me this reason, now we stop a person from learning. It's actually Machloikas if we actually stop him from learning or only make him not start learning. That's the Machloikas. If we're worried about that he's going to actually miss the time totally, then we'll stop him from learning because we're afraid he'll miss it totally. If we're only afraid he's going to miss the beginning time, so it depends. If you hold the beginning time is the Ikersman, so then we'd stop him from learning. But if it's just like a better time, why should we stop someone from learning? Just to do it the better time. Okay, he started ahead, so we'll allow him to continue. Now, we also spoke about what does it mean the end of the 13th, the beginning of the 14th. It makes it sound like it's not really the 14th. If it was after Teisa Kuchavim, then we would say the 14th. So therefore, we were medayik over here that maybe the Gemara only means the end of the 13th, which is like by Banish Mashas, which is 13th and 14th. That's the language of the Gemara might be using. We spoke about the Rambam. The Rambam says that really there's two dinim. One din is on a Talmud Chacham, and another din is on anyone else. Anyone else is not allowed to learn something that's like Gemara, if it's in a shir. Talmud Chacham isn't even allowed to learn Chumash. Why not? Talmud Chacham gets lost in anything. Everything becomes Geshmak if you're a Talmud Chacham. A regular person is only going to be Geshmak if he's actually learning in a structured learning with a shir. The Gemara actually says, Haitzuber Rabbanon Liftach, even though the Rosh Paskins, no one's allowed to learn then. So why does the Tzumer Rabbanon? So we said maybe Tzumer Rabbanon is the only one who does it. Practically, Rabbi is talking to the Tzumer Rabbanon. We saw that Rabbi actually likes the Tzumer Rabbanon. We brought down that a lot of times Rabbi does the Nafkamina, he's the Nafkamina man. A lot of times Rabbi says, Amar Rabbi Hilkach. And also a lot of the times he says, Hilkach Haitzuber Rabbanon. Rabbi seems to be very into the Tzumer Rabbanon Nafkaminas. Seems to be that that's his thing. Akopanim, the Gemara then continues, and the Gemara says, now the sugya of maskir and soicher. Now we had three basic pshatim in maskir and soicher. We had the Rabbeinu David's pshat that no one is over on Bayura Bayamatzeh, and the Chacham just said someone's got to do bedika. Neither one of them really has a compelling reason to do the bedika, but someone's got to do the bedika. We had the pshat of Toisvis. Toisvis, the Rush seems to say that the ikra person who's going to need the bedika should be the person should be the soicher because of Shema Yovei LaAchloi. Right, he's the one who's going to have the Shema. So it makes sense that it should be the soicher that should have to do the Bedika. Bayi Rabbi Matzah is not relevant to Bedika anyway, according to Tosfos. And we said that the only reason why the Maski would have to do the Bedika is because Kivan Shechal Sula Paka. In other words, that's why the Shail is who does it on the 14th. Because on the 14th, the Maski already got the Chiv because he didn't rent it out yet. Does it stay with him or does it move? And Rashi seemed to learn, no, the discussion passes out Bali Rabbi Matzah. We don't know who's over Bali Rabbi Matzah, according to Rashi. We were suggesting a novel approach that the Soicher is the one who's going to be over on Bali Rabbi Matzah, or maybe both of them. And the Soicher is the one who does Bittel, maybe both of them. And because they're doing Bittel, therefore they're not over. Now the Shail is, there's a Chavis Abayis. And the shaila is, who do we put the chavis abayis on? Do we put on the maskir or on the soicher? But in theory, either one of them would be appropriate. According to Rabbeinu David, neither one of them would have been appropriate. According to Tosfos, the main one should be the soicher, but the maskir already got the chiyuv. Now the Gemara brings a raya from mezuzah. The Gemara's raya from mezuzah is according to Rabbeinu David. Mezuzah we see, we throw it onto the soicher. So where do we throw chiyuv onto the soicher? According to Rashi, similarly, Rashi's going to learn that the words Havamina was that either one of them, it's a Chovas Habayis, they both have reason to be Chayiv, and we're putting the Chayiv on the Seicher. According to Toisvis, however, it seems to be something else. The Gemara is saying once the Maskir already had the bias, So therefore, the chiyuv should have stayed on the maskil. We see it transfers over to the seicher. Gemara's answer is chayves hadar. It's going to be different according to Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says the Gemara's answer is because mashmartoi. What does that mean? There really is no reason to be mechayev the maskil over here. We said there's a chayves habayis. It's not chayves habayis. It's chayves hadar. It's chayves hadar. There's no reason to put the chiyuv on the maskil at all. Meshu mishmartoi, because he's the one who's being protected. That's the way Rashi learns chayves hadar. But according to Tosis, you have to say something else. Tosis seems to say there's no svar of kivin shachal sulay paka, because even if the socher wouldn't take the house, the maskir wouldn't have a chiv. In other words, the chiv is not really chal on the maskir, like that the chiv should stay with him. It's just as long as he's using it, he has a chiv kol reg of a rega. Do we speak about the marriage, the mazel tov marriage? The chiv kol reg of a rega? If a person gets married, is it the pshat that he got married and the marriage continues, or every second he keeps getting married again? Eba's a mazel tov, right? Those were Bechon and Reb Shimon, I think it was. So according to what Tosfos is saying is every second your chiyuv of mezuzah comes again. But if I get out of the house, I'm not chiyuv of mezuzah anymore. So there's no svar of kivin shechal suloi paka. That's why mezuzah is going to be different according to Tosfos. What is the Gemara's answer? Says the Gemara, it depends on mesiras maftechos. According to Rashi, mesiras maftechos is a kinyan. Rashi might agree it's not a kinyan for the guf, but it's a kinyan for the peiros, which means it's a kinyan for the schirus, perhaps. Tosfos thought it's not a kinyan, not for either one of them. So Tosfos says it's not a kinyan. Rashi says you're doing a kinyan with the mesiras maftechos, and therefore Rashi seems to say, really, who is the person that has to do the bedika? The soicher. It's just if the maskir didn't had it by the arbasar, so then the maskir keeps the chiyuv. But if you ask Rashi, really, what's the maskana? Al soicher livdok, al maskir livdok. The answer is al soicher livdok. This is a little bit of a tricky detail, my friends, and it's kedai to chazer this over. Masha'enken, according to Tosfos, Tosfos learns really the Gemara's maskana is ala maskir livdok, because the whole shaila was kivin shachal sulo poka, says the Gemara. Yeah, kivin shachal sulo poka, unless you give over the keys. What's the keys? Tosfos says it's not a real kinyan, the keys. It's just that if the soicher has the keys, the maskir can't do the bedika. So therefore, the soicher has to kilo take it from him, or take his, or use his own key, whatever it is. We said an afkamin between Rashi and Tosfos would be what happens if there's two sets of keys. According to Rashi, if he gave him the keys, there's a kinyan. According to Tosfos, it's not about a kinyan. Really, it's the maskir's chiyuv. It's just that the maskir can't do it because he doesn't have access. If he has his own set of keys, the maskir is going to have to do it.
And then the
seicher
wouldn't be over at all.
And then the seicher would not have a chiv at all, because lived like he has a way of getting in. Therefore, the maskir has to do the bedikah.
Even
if
the seicher doesn't want the maskir coming in, even if there's two sets of keys, he doesn't want him to come in once he already moved his
bed. Bell. Is maskir bias? No, so I think the answer is as follows. Very good. That's an excellent question. Let me say over the question, and then we'll try to come. You see, this is part of why Chazara is so important. Like, because who would have gone back to that sugya on our own? But Avrami Baruch Hashem is holding in the end of the sugya, and it goes back to the beginning of the sugya. It's like, okay, what's going on? And you come up with kashas and terutzim, and you say this. If you do this over and over again, this will keep happening. This will keep happening. If we really understand what we're doing, and then we start asking kashas, and things start becoming like clearer. And so Avrami is asking the following question. Let's get it clear. The Gemara had a shayla. If you rent a person a house, bechezkas badik v'nimtza she'eino badik. So is it a mekach tois or not? So we said, when are we talking about? So tois says we're not talking about on the 14th. Why? Because it's the maskir's chiyuv on the 14th. We said, so what? So why don't you just tell the maskir to go do bedika? So we said, according to those that hold that it is talking about the 14th. The seicher says, look, this is still a mekach tois. I'm not interested in you coming into my house, okay? I'm just not interested in you doing that. So therefore, it's going to be a mekach tois, right? Person came to Florida, he's got all of his, he took all of his stuff out, he's going, he wants to, and he doesn't want a maskir, walking around the house and, turning things upside down and doing the bedika. Now forget it, you told me you did the bedika, you didn't do the bedika, it's not good. So he asks Avrami, then if there are two sets of keys, so then the soicher doesn't want the maskir coming into his house. The maestro, the soicher, has the keys. So why don't you say also over there the same thing? So there's many answers to that question now, probably. I can think of two at the moment, at least. The case that we were talking about over there was that the maskir told him it was already checked. and he didn't check it. So you did something that was false pretenses. Our case is not talking about the masker told him it was checked. He rented a house on the 14th. The masker was supposed to check. He didn't tell me he was going to check. So now, if the soicher so desires to tell the masker, look, I want to check myself, I think he could do that and tell the masker not to come in. But the chiyuv bedika is on the masker. The soicher can't say, don't come in, and it's your problem. Right? If I was a cheskas baruk, then I can tell you, I'm not interested in you coming in. I mekach twice, I want my money back. But if I never told you that I would checked it, it's the night of the 14th, and the masker wants to come in, the soicher has to let him in. Or do the bedika himself, maybe. The other thing is, over here we're talking about, I forgot, the other one's not coming to me tomorrow. Oh, right. According to Tosfos, we're talking about a case where he didn't even rent the house yet. He has the keys, but he didn't rent the house. Remember, according to Tosfos, the keys is not a kinyan. So Tosfos says he has the keys, but he didn't yet rent the house. So of course the masker still can do the bedikah. The soicher is not even in the house yet. The problem is the masker can't get in because he doesn't have keys. Soicher is the only one who has the keys. But if the masker has his own keys, go into the house, do the bedikah before the soicher comes in. Okay. Everybody said we're going to close here just with the beginning of the next sugya. Beis Hashem v'linedo tonight, we're going to chaz with the next sugya. The Gemara says, Maski b'ayis l'chaber b'abasar, cheskos ha'baduk or ein cheskos ha'baduk. Is it cheskos ha'baduk or not? If it's cheskos ha'baduk, what's the din? The soicher doesn't have to do bedika again. If it's ein cheskos ha'baduk, the soicher does have to do bedika. The shaila is if he rented the house on the 14th, anyway, whose chiv is it to do the bedika? The maskir. So what does the soicher care if it's cheskos ha'baduk or not cheskos ha'baduk? It's not my business. It's not my chiv. So we said one of two things. Either if the maskir somehow is not around, who ends up ki'ilu inheriting the chiv or being the fallback on the chiv? The soicher now gets a chiyuv and he has to do bedika and he has to make a bracha, the ganz thing. Or we said, maybe he doesn't have a chiyuv, but lamaisa, there's a din, you can't have chametz lying around. Just like if you have chametz of a goy, what do you have to do?
Cover it.
Also, you have chametz of another yid, you're not allowed to have it around. So if it's ein cheskos ha'baduk, you're going to have to get rid of it. Not midin, you know, maisa bedika and chiyuv bedika, but you're going to have to get rid of it. Now the Gemara asks a question, what difference does it make? Oh, hold on a second before that. So we said, hold on, even if it's ein cheskos ha'baduk, but this is, after all, din derabanan. If it's ein cheskos ha'baduk, is it still possible they did a bedika? Yes. So it's a safik derabanan. Safik derabanan, what do we always do? Kula. So who cares if it's cheskos ha'baduk or ein cheskos ha'baduk? Either way, the soicher is not going to have to do a bedika. We said three and a half answers to this question. Three which we saw inside. The Olam over here wanted to say, yeah, but maybe this derabanan is different because this derabanan is on the heels of a deraisa, at least according to Rashi, and therefore it's an extension of the deraisa. And over here, you want to say the din of Savi derabanan l'kula. That we have to see if that holds up. But the three pshatim in the Achroinim are as follows. One pshat is that the only time you say Savi derabanan l'kula only if there's no cheskas iser, and over here it's called a cheskas iser. Why is there cheskas iser?
Chazaka wasn't checked.
Chazaka, not that it wasn't checked.
That
there was once upon a time chametz in the house. Most people, you know, definitely had chametz in their house, right? Therefore, there's a chazaka meikara of iser, and the suffix derabanan l'kula doesn't work under those circumstances. This is one answer. The other answer we gave was that maybe the din of bedikas chametz is different than all everywhere else. Why is bedikas chametz different? Because what? The whole mitzvah was instituted on a suffix. Al suffix niskina. And I was, why are you doing bedikas chametz at all? Maybe there's no chametz here. Because the Chacham said, when it comes to chametz, we're not going to rely on suffix. So therefore, also over here, if it's ein cheskos abaduk, we will not rely on the suffix derabanan l'kula. The third answer we gave is the one we spoke about the most, which is the Ram Chalava. The Ram Chalava said, even Ein Achanami, if it's Ein Cheskos HaBadik, it's a Savik Derabanan. But this is a situation where it's Efsher. How are you going to be a Vrure?
Check.
You're going to check. And because it's Efsher the Vrure, therefore, we can't rely on Savik Derabanan Lakula, which ended up being a little bit of a problem, because the Gemara seems to say when it comes to Cheskos HaBadik, that you wouldn't need to be the Vrure. Why not? See, Cheskos HaBadik is stronger than Vrure. So what's the Gemara's next question? Vim Toimer L'Shi'ulei. What does the Gemara want? The Shulei, ask him. Why should I ask him? Because it's Efshel Levrure. But I thought Cheskosa Bar doesn't need Levrure. Seen from the Gemara, it does need Levrure. If that's Pshat in the Gemara. If you remember, we said other Pshatim in the Gemara. Anyone remember who we learned in the Gemara is not learning? Gemara's question is Al Efshel Levrure. The Rambam, why not? The Rambam doesn't bring this Lahalacha Bechlal. Well, the Rambam seems to say the Gemara's question just to. Don't ask me theoretical questions. What's the point? It's not a practical question. Everyone's going to ask the guy if he did B'dik or not. So therefore, the Rambam seems to learn this is not because it's Efshel Levrure. Al Koponim, we did a lot of Efshel Levrure discussion. We will continue with that, Bez Hashem, hopefully.